Good afternoon, I'm Khaki Walton. Checking on the arts is made possible by contributing listeners, the Dixon Gallery and Gardens, and the Orpheum Theater. Indie Memphis has a couple of really neat things going on this summer. They're continuing their year-round collaboration with the Memphis Brooks Museum of Art to present the 2012 Global Lens Film Series, and they're teaming up again with the Levitt Shell to show some concert films that will start in a couple of weeks. Eric Jambor is the Executive Director of Indie Memphis, and he joins me this afternoon to talk about a busy summer. Good
Hello.
To see you. Hello.
You too.
Well, let's talk about the Global Lens starting off, because this is pretty cool. I mean, I read the description of the films. You've got films from Albania, Brazil, Colombia, all over the place, Iran, and they really look fascinating. Every single film description just had me hooked.
Absolutely. And what's fun about the series is, aside from us having done this for 6 years, is that it's countries you don't normally see films from.
Right.
So even people that are big fans of foreign films don't often get to see something from Rwanda, for example.
Yeah.
And so one of the films, actually, Gray Matter, that's Friday at the Brooks at 2, is one of the films we're showing. And it's from Rwanda. It's the first Rwandan-produced film from a Rwandan filmmaker.
Wow.
And so it's exciting to have things like that right here in our backyard. And everything runs twice in the series. So if you don't get to catch it when it premieres, you can see it the second time, which is the case for Gray Matter. But it's a great way to catch new cultures and get some new ideas, and people really enjoy the films.
So this is free for Indie Memphis members. For Brooks, it's $6. And then if you're not a member of either, which you should be.
Right, or if you have the Brooks VIP pass, too, that gets you in for free. So
okay.
For us, it's a way to let our members sort of really experience things with a nice benefit. But, anyone can show up for $8 and buy a ticket. And so it's a lot of fun. On Saturday's another one called The Finger from Argentina. And then I'm really looking forward to Fat Bald Short Man from Colombia on the 19th. It's one of the evening screenings at 7.
Is it animated?
Animated, yeah. So that'll be a lot of fun. I mean, animation, I think, people really find accessible and a neat way to experience new things.
There's one called Morning, which I really want to see. It's about a little boy. I guess his parents die, and so he's put in the care of his aunt and uncle who are deaf.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And they start deciding what his future's going to be.
Absolutely, absolutely.
And I don't know. I guess he hears a conversation or sees them communicating with each other.
Well,
or something.
Yeah, not to give anything away, but that's definitely one that I think people really enjoy and should check out.
All right. Well, there are just a lot of terrific films from, we mentioned Iraq, Iran, Morocco, Rwanda, Turkey, and this is sponsored by the Global Film Initiative.
Yeah, they curate the series, and they pull in things internationally, and then we've worked with them for a number of years to bring things here to Memphis. So, with their help and the Brooks and the Memphis Flyer, we have really enjoyed spreading the word and letting people check out some films they wouldn't see otherwise.
Well, I think it's great. So it started back in June, but it's going to continue this coming Saturday.
It goes all the way through August. So
right.
You can catch the one film on Friday, Gray Matter, then Saturday at 2 is The Finger from Argentina, and then it picks up again next week on the 19th, and just kind of keeps going. So best to go to the Brooks website or the New Memphis website, and you can see all of what's coming up and make your plan.
Make your plans. There are a lot of great things, and it's just go and read the descriptions for yourselves, because they really, every single film has something that's going to pique your interest, I promise. Well, it's summertime, which means it's so much fun to hang out at the Levitt Shell.
Absolutely.
And you did a terrific concert film series last year, and you've lined up some great things for this summer, too.
Yeah, we're thrilled that we had the Orion Federal Credit Union folks come on board and help make the second season happen. Last year, it was a big hit. We didn't know what would happen, and we still had about 1,000 people per show come out and see all the films from last year where we showed, lots of big favorites. And this year, we're bringing back even more, so you'll be able to see the Talking Heads Stop Making Sense.
Okay, stop. That's awesome.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we couldn't get it last year because the rights were up in the air.
Oh,
and
my gosh.
So we got lucky and were able to open the season with it. It was the most requested film we had. And as you know, it's one of the greatest rock and roll films of all time.
Sure. Jonathan Demme?
Jonathan Demme, yeah. Silence of the Lambs,
yeah.
In Philadelphia. Yeah, so that's opening the series on the 21st. And all the films start at dusk, of course, about 8:30.
Yeah.
And so that kicks things off. A week later, we'll be showing the performances of Jimi Hendrix and Otis Redding from the Monterey Pop Festival. It's sort of a 45th anniversary of that famous festival. And instead of showing D.A. Pennybaker's whole film about the concert, we're showing just his documentation of those performances. So you get to see Jimi Hendrix's entire set and Otis Redding's full set.
Oh, man.
So it'll be just like being there.
Yeah.
Like a magical time machine.
Well, that's, now that you brought that up, that's interesting. So when we, I guess the original concert film, we just saw, little performances, little snippets.
Yeah, it'd be like a song or two from everybody. And, what we found last year is people really enjoyed the the films that made it seem more like a concert experience. So right. We had a Radiohead concert, and it was the whole thing in its entirety, and that really played very well. So this time, we're again looking for things like that. There's some that have some documentary elements. The next week, August 4th, we're working with Elvis Presley Enterprises to bring in Elvis on Tour as kind of a run-up to Elvis Week. Uh-huh. And so that's one that has a lot of good behind-the-scenes stuff with Elvis, as well as great concert footage. So it's a lot of fun, and we're working on two very, very special things for August 11th and 18th that we're trying to get the final things in place for, and we're going to do a Kickstarter campaign to help make that happen, because some special elements that require some extra Memphis community support. But yeah, I can tell you from those two, you know, we're going to be bringing in something cool after.
Well, I love the whole Kickstarter thing. I mean, it's somebody, if you're not a member of Indie Memphis, you can contribute $5. I mean,
yeah, or a dollar.
And it's a great way for nonprofits like you to raise money so that you can do what mm-hmm. you want to do this summer.
And it's a great way to extend programs and let us do more than we might normally be able to do. And mm-hmm. and this series, this summer, is going to be a lot of fun. I think, I sort of feel like the weather has been so hot mm-hmm. that we're probably done with it, right? So it'll be nice for the series. But it's free. There'll be food out there. There'll be beverages. You can, of course, bring your own things, but we'll have vendors and snacks. And it'll be a lot of fun. It'll be just like being there.
Just like being in the Monterey Pop Festival. So if you didn't make it the first time because you weren't born or you're too young, you can experience it this time. But seeing Otis Redding, I mean, that's pretty special.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, oh man. Well, when does the Kickstarter campaign start?
We're going to be launching that next week.
Okay.
So you can go to IndieMemphis.com and keep an eye on it, or watch us on Facebook or Twitter, and we'll be posting all about it very soon.
Okay. I don't understand the Twitter, so I'll go to Facebook.
It's just very short bits of things.
I know, but I still can't wrap my mind around it. I'm not really in the 21st century yet, it appears. But you've set the dates for the big film festival coming up this fall, too.
Yeah, it's the first weekend of November. It looks like our new position, and we're thrilled that Jackie Nichols over at the Playhouse was able to get the schedules of the Playhouse and the Circuit Playhouse to coordinate. So we'll be at both venues, as well as, of course, Studio on the Square and the Brooks Museum of Art. So it'll be a nice way to have that full Overton Square experience happening, where you can wander around and take advantage of some of the new restaurants going in.
Sure.
Down there and just kind of really enjoy the films we bring in.
Well, I can't wait for that. I had so much fun last fall, I can't tell you.
It'll be good. We're trying to find Undefeated, too, since that won the Oscar last year. We're trying to figure out, well, how do we top that? So we're working on it.
All right. Well, we'll talk about that in the fall. But in the meantime, there's nothing like going to the Shell and just being out in nature and seeing some great concert films. So that's going to kick off Saturday, July the 21st with Jonathan Demme's Stop Making Sense. You don't want to miss it. It's been called the greatest rock documentary ever made, or the best concert film ever made. So if you haven't seen it, see it. Man, David Byrne, and it's great. Then July 28th, the special screening celebrating the 45th anniversary of the Monterey Pop Festival, and Saturday, August 4th, Elvis on Tour. And don't forget about the Global Lens film series at the Brooks Museum of Art. And their screenings will be through the end of August at the Brooks Dorothy K. Hohenberg Auditorium. Go to IndieMemphis.com. You can become a member of Indie Memphis, and you can see a lineup of all the Global Lens films and all the films that are going to be showing at the Shell, too. And don't forget about the Kickstarter campaign. And support them so that we can see some really cool movies in August, too.
Yep.
You do great work. Thanks for coming by to talk this afternoon.
It's been fun. Thank you.
My guest is Eric Jambor, the executive director of IndieMemphis.com. And gosh, everything they do is so super cool. So support them, please. Checking on the Arts Made Possible by the Dixon Gallery and Gardens, welcoming Roger Swain, host of Victory Garden on PBS, to lecture on gardening with edibles Saturday, July 14th at 10:30 a.m. More details available online at Dixon.org. In the Orpheum Theater, celebrating Friday the 13th with a matinee showing of Casper and an evening double feature of Psycho and The Shining. The hosts of WKNO's Professor Gould's Horror School make a guest appearance before each film. For information, 525-3000 or orpheum-memphis.com.